Chris? Oh, we're missing one too.
It's okay. All right. We can start.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me the signal.
You're not making a push with that BS6.
And they're off.
And they're off in the front.
Belmont.
All right, now you're good.
Okay. I now call this meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, good afternoon, everyone. We'll start with our roll call. To my right, far right.
Hi, Judy Siegel.
Dorothy Gold.
Christian Barneon.
I'm April Mensch.
Beatrice Martinez, Secretary and Liaison.
Tyler DiLorenzo, Clark County Planning.
Anyone else? Excellent. Alrighty, we'll start with our public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name and address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, we can do that for you. This will be done by the chairperson or the board. Next, we move on to the approval of minutes for July 9th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we move on to the approval of the agenda for today, August 13th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we move on to informational items.
Yes, Chair. Today's informational items, we have RTC presenting their Maryland Parkway project.
Oh,
thank you so, thank you so much for having me over. I know you have a full agenda, so I'll be quick. My name is Bridge Galati. I work for the RTC of Southern Nevada. I have Bill Sephoris with me, who is my co-pilot on not just this project, but all of our projects. I'm the director of capital projects at the RTC, and amongst many exciting projects, we're right now undertaking Maryland Parkway Bus Rapid Transit project. You may have heard on the news, yesterday was official groundbreaking. Secretary Buttigieg and our federal delegation, we all met at the mall, had a good time for 3 hours. Today, I saw all news media coverage of the event. So I'll be brief, I'll provide highlights, and leave you enough time for Q&As. So this is our South Strip Transit Terminal in the south end by Gillespie and Sunset. Not sure you're aware of it, but that's where most of our bus service begins to cover the Route 109, which is currently existing route on Maryland Parkway. What we're gonna do is improve that Route 109 with a bus rapid transit, which is gonna be faster, more efficient, more comfortable, with brand new, pretty much every improvement you can think of, pavement, sidewalk, curb, gutter, new landscape, and everything. And I'll go a little bit in detail. This is where we begin our route south of the airport. Go through the airport tunnel, into the airport, take Russell Road, and from this point on, we begin our route on Maryland Parkway. It's about 5 miles from Russell to once we get into downtown. Along the way, we cover major stakeholders, UNLV, Boulevard Mall, Sunrise Hospital, and then we make a turn on Carson, serve the Fremont Street area, come into downtown, providing service to our Bonneville Transit Center, and then carry on to Alta and to the Las Vegas Medical District. Any questions so far about the route? So we've completed design, now we're officially beginning construction, and that's the reason Commissioner Segerblum asked us to share this information with you all. What type of improvements are we providing? So the improvements are going to cover a swath of uses for all Uber users. It's not just for transit users. For pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, everyone. On the top, we have the passenger shelters with so three elements that our customers really look for are the shade, seating, and lighting. So we're improving the shelters, and this is going to be a branded shelter for this bus rapid transit project. Currently, I'm not sure how many of you take Maryland Parkway, but it's essentially a swath of black asphalt, and some of the segments don't even have the middle median island. So what we're going to do is, first of all, improve the sidewalk. Currently, it's 5 foot standard. We're going to widen it to 10 foot where possible, which is majority of the corridor. Take one of the lanes on either side of the street and convert it into bus, bike lane, shared lane. Color it red so the motorists know not to travel into it for through movement. Put new landscape not only on the sides but also in the middle. We're going to install a median where there currently is none, so the left turn movements would be safer. Like I mentioned, we would put all new pavement, new lighting, and I believe that covers it. Shared bus bike lanes, wider sidewalks, lighting, shade trees. So essentially improvements for all users. This is the cross section for Maryland, and similar thing happening within the city of Las Vegas on Carson. Any questions so far? So because we want to be cognizant of the fact that once we start construction, the construction is officially kicked off 5th of August. It's going to go for 2 years. It's a long corridor, 12 and a half mile corridors. So we want to be sensitive to the public. We will not construct more than a mile long worth of segment to give relief to traffic. The three main areas we began construction are within the city of Las Vegas, north of Sahara. The first one being Maryland Parkway between Sahara and Oki. This is a daytime construction zone from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bonneville, second heading we call is Bonneville Avenue at Martin Luther King. That's also daytime work. That's a nighttime work, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So two lanes will be open, will remain open during construction. Nighttime, it may come down to one lane. The third one is within the medical district at Wellness and Shadow. Work hours also daytime. Very sensitive to the traffic within the medical district with ambulances and such. So we're working with the hospitals and medical buildings to minimize the traffic delays. So these are the three headings. Like I'd mentioned, design completed early spring this year. Construction started August. Will take roughly 2 years to construct.
Bless you.
I'll conclude with this and leave it open for questions. You may have any. Yes?
Do you know when Boulder Highway is
going to
be
here? Reimagine Boulder Highway that City of Henderson is doing, that I believe is a 3-year project.
Are you going all the way down though, after Henderson, past Henderson? To Sahara as well?
That's a City of Henderson project. Do you remember the limits?
It's just in the City of Henderson, but the RTC did get a grant from the Federal Transit Administration to study the remaining corridor, which is in Clark County, in the area that you're discussing. We're doing a study and a design of that matching what they're doing on the City of Henderson portion. So more to come to that, but we're just in the planning stage right now.
Got it.
Yeah, I believe it's a 7-mile corridor, and it doesn't come into the county portion. It just stays within the city of Henderson.
Oh, this looks right.
Yes.
You said you're improving the wait areas for your customers.
Passengers. Yes.
Are you going into other ones outside of that area? I mean, waiting in the heat for someone with little kids in the burning, you know, sun beating down on them is ridiculous. There are no shaded areas for most of the transit, and I think it's absolutely outrageous.
No, we completely agree with you.
But it's been forever.
As much as we would love to improve all locations, so there are separate projects that we are improving and putting shelters. As the money comes in, the money that we grant, we got for this one, we cannot spend even a penny of it outside of the Maryland Parkway. But rest assured, we have other projects in the pipeline where we are sensitive to, you know, the
because many
people that
of them
are
they're just standing by a pole.
Usually we put a bench, but I agree with you. In summertime, without a shade, it's torture.
And when will you be doing the area by UNLV?
This covers the area by the UNLV.
Right,
it goes by it.
Right, but it didn't mention in the three phases.
Correct. No, that's a good point.
Right.
So we split this project into two segments. Everything north of Sahara within the city of Las Vegas has already kicked off.
Okay.
South of Sahara will start end of September, so end of next month. And we don't know the phasing of it once we have it. You brought up a really good point. So we want public to sign up using this QR code. What this does, and I'm happy, actually, you know what? Bill has a handout. Be happy to pass them out. What that does, by you signing in and signing into those, what we do is send you construction updates every 2 weeks. And the worst part of not knowing where you're gonna run into construction is what leads to frustration. So the more you know, the better off.
But because parking is such a bear at the university anyway, and then with this, it's just going to add to the amount of stress.
But we have been working with all the stakeholders for years now.
Good.
Just coordinating our project with theirs, so we minimize delay and not rip out some newly installed improvements. But also to provide, you know, more information about the project. So we can work with the public. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm guessing the shelter is going to have like solar panels so they can have electricity.
No.
That can
no.
pull electricity from the city.
Yeah, the lessons learned, we've installed solar panels on top of the shelters, so we save on electricity, and vandalism occurs and people steal those solar panels and batteries, and then we end up spending more public our dollars on the shelters. So good point. I mean, as much as we would love to be more sustainable, given the conditions that we run into and vandals, it's just impractical. Any more questions, comments, clarifications I could provide? Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Any other informational items?
That's it, Chair.
Alrighty, so we will now move into the planning and zoning portion. We'll start with item one. AR-24-400079, UC-22-0190, Circus Circus LV LLC, use permits, second application for review, waivers of development standards, and design review.
Hi, good evening, Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street, here on behalf of Circus Circus. This is our second and hopefully final review for this matter. I know some of you have seen this plan before and seen me before. As a refresher, Circus Circus bought this facility around 2020, and after that, the county made them reestablish the use permit for the festival grounds, as the Rock and Rio, who was the previous owner and operator, had sold it. The point of the annual reviews and to reestablish the use permit was to have the opportunity for the county to enforce minor modifications that needed to be made by the operators should noise complaints arise, which they had from nearby high rises and also across the I-50 noise patterns in weird ways, that they could fix it, traffic and safety, etc. Mr. Sagerbloom did ask us to change a couple of things, be it bring in a noise engineer for every single event, and then also at one point in time he wanted us to have water and shade stations for each event, and we've done that. So most important, the county wanted a check and balance for the easements that needed to be recorded for the pedestrian bridge. And now that they have those easements and all the minor modifications that we've done, they recommended approval for this use permit with no further reviews because we don't feel that we need them. The Circus Circus has done everything that they were asked, especially given away those easements for construction for the pedestrian bridge. So the staff report says the same, and we ask for your support as well.
Are there any questions from the public? Any questions from the board?
No.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Alrighty, moving on to item two, UC-24-0367, County of Clark, LV Convention Authority, use permits, B, waivers of development standards, and C, design reviews.
CBA. So I know that there has been a little bit of media attention on it, and they went over, so I thought it would be best if we went over what is being proposed. On the 10 acres, and I've got some closer ups, but on the 10 acres, in the front, we're looking at retail restaurant uses, which will be along the front on Las Vegas Boulevard. There'll be a pool, which is a recreation facility. That's what's being noted in the report. This would be an entertainment venue. It's not going to be, it'll be round, but it won't be like the sphere. It will not be lit all around the outside. That was one question that everyone had. Then we will have two towers at 600 feet. One is a hotel tower, one is a condo tower. Both of them, we're requesting that they have short-term, long-term capabilities. The reason for that is sometimes folks will come to the convention center, may stay a little longer. There might be folks that come into Las Vegas and want to stay a little longer. And the way that the code is written now and was written before it was modified at the beginning of this year is that you need to ask for approval for a hotel to have guests that are what they would consider non-transient, which is over 30 days. So that's why that request is in the application. In addition, the condo tower, they're looking at that for maybe second homeownership, maybe have some sort of HOA type management of it, and then have the ability for those to be rented out as well for maybe less than the 30 days. So that's why the request is in for the hotel and the condo to have short-term, long-term. We're showing proposed bridges, but they're not part of the application. I know you probably ad nauseum have seen the Fountain Blue and all of the plans that have come in. They have, at the very tip of this point at Elvis Presley and Las Vegas Boulevard, they have a requirement to build a bridge, and they're working with the county to build a bridge over Las Vegas Boulevard. But they also originally showed a bridge over Elvis Presley Boulevard, or Riviera when it occurred, that would connect this to this side. They've also been talking, they originally had talked to the Las Vegas Convention Authority to be able to have a bridge over that would take folks to the Convention Authority, but now they're working with this owner, and they would like to put a bridge over Elvis Presley Boulevard. They're shown on there. This is a general area that they want to be, but they're not part of the application. So when they come back for their bridges, they will come back to you for approval. But I just wanted you to see that they are proposed on there, not part of the application, but to give you an idea, they want to be able to, especially for the hotel, to be able to get folks over the Fountain Blue and back at the Mobile Las Vegas Boulevard. The other point here, and this is, I think, kind of cool, when the Las Vegas Convention Authority, when they recorded this originally, it was a parcel map, and I think in February you saw Las Vegas Convention Authority came in for this 10 acres to be a commercial map, so they did come in for that. But when they came in for it, they had already had an agreement with the Boring Company. The Boring Company, they've got their station here, they come in and they kind of go around the corner. Well, the Boring Company would like to have a subterranean hub right there. So, and you kind of can see it, but you know, if you want to get up and look, I have some copies that are hard to see for everybody. But so the idea is the Boring Company is going to be one of the major stops because it'll be coming down Elvis Presley Boulevard, Las Vegas Boulevard, and then there'll be a hub underneath this property on the northeast corner. It was already approved by the county to have that hub station there. It has not been designed. That's going to be up to the Boring Company to design it. But we are making sure that it's accommodated. We're making sure that it will be designed around it. We're not asking the Boring Company to take that easement off. We think it's an amenity for the site. So that would give us two boring stations, the hub, and then the one that's existing here at the Las Vegas Convention Center at that hall. So we also have in the center about 439 feet amusement sort of ride. They haven't figured out exactly what it is, but it is a 439 foot. Whether it's going to be something that goes up and spins around or something like that, it's they're calling it an amusement ride. We have a plaza that is around this venue because everything underneath here is going to be parking. But we have a plaza, and that is the reason that we're requesting the outside dining, because the plaza is going to have some events. There's going to be some things going on, but they also want to be able to have tables and chairs and outside dining and wine tastings or, you know, things like that. We have to ask for approval of that. So that's why that is there. As I noted, the two towers, the maximum height is 600 feet. The FAA has approved it. We have a determination of no hazard. So this is going to give you a better idea of the massing of the site. So the again, we've got the pool amenity, we've got the terrace, which is going to be outside dining, and a lot of retail. The design is kind of a town looking site. And I think I have some of this on in this. And then we just wanted to show how we have circulation. Not only do we have the vehicular circulation, which is in red, we have a lot of pedestrian circulation on the site. Speaking of circulation, you'll note that the main entrance is going to be on Elvis Presley Boulevard. The reason for that is the county has constructed all of the, they've constructed the sidewalks, they put in the bollards, they have an entranceway here, and it works. So we decided to just use that as a secondary entrance, but the main entrance being off of Elvis Presley, because you have a light here, you're going to not be pushing people trying to make wrong turns, shall we say. And I believe there is, we're looking for this to be right in and right out. So Elvis Presley would give us the whole movement. So that is that one. Am I going too fast? Do you have any questions thus far?
Parking.
Yeah.
We ask questions. Yeah. We'll ask questions at the end of your presentation.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Landscaping, you'll notice a lot of landscaping waivers on there. A lot of, and you know the strip. We are trying to put in a lot of landscaping on the strip, a lot of amenities along the strip, but not so many. This owner also owns Harming Corner, where the Walgreens is and the big sign. They also own Catty Corner, and they have had to take out a lot of their landscaping along Las Vegas Boulevard, a lot of their boxes and that, because undesirable, shall we say, were hiding things in the bushes, and so they had been working with Metro. And when I don't know if you all know me, so I used to work for the county. I used to be in the planning department, so I have and I've worked with, you know, a lot of the things that went on along the Las Vegas Strip. So we're trying to be consistent along the strip. We're not have, but of course we can't under the new code have any, cannot have new palm trees. We have to make sure that everything is desert landscaping, all of that sort of thing. But you will see a lot of the waivers for landscaping are mainly because we're trying to be consistent along the strip. We're trying to provide the shading, but we also are covering a lot of the site. So with everything that's there. So this is going to be our first floor, but we have subterranean parking, because we do have to have parking. So we have parking here, we have parking under here, we have parking under the retail restaurant center. I should have done a PowerPoint, and then you could have done, look at that. Okay, more of the same. So retail food and beverage along here, hotel, condo. So just to give you an idea, this is how it would look from Elvis Presley. Be a little prettier than that, but they don't have their final drawing, so you guys get to see the pencil drawings. I'm sorry.
I was
going to
ask you if you had good color.
I don't. I tried. They're working on it. Again, and if you can see, it's more of a town look. This is along Las Vegas Boulevard. Let me see. I think I have. I'm talking fast.
These are some of the renderings, not all of them. Just to kind of, maybe you can look a little closer, even though they're very small.
Oh, thank you.
We will always come back to you and to the county for a comprehensive sign package. And they have noted, except last year, year after year, they have noted that the folks that are driving cars, the numbers are going down consistently. The number of people that are taking Uber Lyft is going up. Taxis is going down a little bit, kind of even with the number of folks that are taking Uber and Lyft. In addition, we have bus service along the strip. We have the boring company that's coming in and is constructing. And so we feel that based on the numbers that the LPCVA has published consistently, they just came out with their 23 numbers. 22, 21, but the 23 numbers have just come out. 50% reduction is consistent with the number of people that are driving here and taking their cars. So that was our justification for the reduction, and the county tended to agree, because as you know, on the agenda sheet, they recommended approval of everything. As I noted, we have requested reduction in landscaping. Reduction in landscaping along Las Vegas Boulevard. We're going to make it consistent or try to make it a little nicer than the rest of the strip, but we have to be cognizant too of the fact that Metro does not want a lot of low-lying shrubs. Folks are hiding their backpacks in the shrubs, they're sleeping in the shrubs, so we want to make it look nice, we want to make it pretty, but we also want to make it safe so that when Metro is driving up and down Las Vegas Boulevard, they can see if there's anybody that shouldn't be along Las Vegas Boulevard. Not saying there would be, but they're trying to say that. We're also the mixed use would be requiring more open space than we're providing, which is zero. But our idea is if you're coming in and buying property, a condominium here, you're going to know that the open space is going to be Las Vegas Boulevard. It's going to be the strip. It's going to be the amenities that are being provided at this site. So I think that is the majority of everything on here. Instead of me keeping droning on, I'm open to any questions.
Already, we'll open up if the general public has any questions. Please, if you would like, if you have something you'd like to say of a question, please remember to stand up. Okay. Clearly state your name and address and spell it for the record.
Okay, Kelly Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and I live at 356 East Desert Inn Road. So I live on Desert Inn in an old condo, and when anything happens at the convention center, it is a hot mess. So everybody keeps, and the guy that's right behind us who's wanting to build that parking, that mall and that big building and all that, we understand that, but he's another one that doesn't want to put in parking. And I just can't, and when his lot is vacant right now, and when something happens at the convention center, at $50 a pop, his lot is completely full. And he says there's like 500 cars in that lot. And I just don't know where you're going to put them all. Because I work outside of the area. I live here, but I work in Summerlin. And nobody comes to the strip because they can't stand the parking. That's the first thing they say. I can't stand the parking. So I feel like if these people had adequate parking for what they want to sell and want people to come that live here, and I know that because of the people that live in my condo. They all, a lot of them inherited their condos because they're 60-year-old condos. And they come and they visit, but they know that they have a parking space at the condo, or they said they wouldn't come because of the parking. And our parking in front doesn't have a gate, so people park in our little area up there. And they just park their cars there, and we know who's there and who's not supposed to be there. But it happens, and it's just, I just see, and I walk that whole mile, you know, that whole 1 mile, and I just see how many people have got signs up that they put up. Piero's has his sign up there in the restaurant, you know, park here for event parking. And it's all having to do with the convention center. So now all of a sudden you've got this guy buying this property and he's going to cut his parking, and he wants, how many condos is that? And how many people are going to drive in and want to stay at the hotel? And it's just, I feel like that they always cut the parking, but yet the parking is the one of the things that if you want people to come into the strip, I mean, there's 2-3 million people that live here that won't come to the strip because of parking. They're not gonna Uber and Lyft if they live here and they have a car. That's my concern, and that's what I hear from the people, because I work over by Red Rock, so that's what they say. We just don't go to the strip. We never go to the strip, is the comment. But I think the locals would come to the strip if they knew they could park. Then that's the general consensus. It's always the parking when we hear these things. I mean, I think these things are great, but I just think that every time that I come to one of these meetings, the first thing they want to do is cut the parking. So, I mean, I don't know. But thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, hi. Tessa Lashgari, 2700 South Las Vegas Boulevard, 3602. We live at the Sky.
And can you please spell your name?
Tessa, A-T-E-S-A. Last name is Lashgari, L-A-S-H-K-A-R-I. And my issue, again, I apologize. My issue is parking, same thing. When you look at our building at nights, maybe 10% of people are in there. But when you look at a parking lot below, it's packed. It's like, where are these cars coming from? And we're not supposed to rent out to outside people. We're not, our unit only came with one spot. We're trying to buy a second. We have three cars. And we walk up and down the strip. They don't take our car. But this is a huge issue. I don't know how many stories that is. But for one thing, that is really going to block my view, okay? And already, you know, Fountain Blue, and I love Fountain Blue. I'm there every single day. I shop there. I eat there. I know so many of the vendors. I get it. But I can stand with somebody blocking my view. Okay, I'll buy a unit there. But what about parking? Parking is huge. It is a game changer. I mean, I don't know if I know of it. And I'm not talking about people coming in and visiting. I'm talking about selling multi-million-dollar units, and you only get one parking spot. I'm not going to do that. One, it just doesn't make much sense to me. And I've lived, you know, always in high rises, always option to buy multiple spots. So that's a stickler for me. That's my point of view. Yeah.
Hi, Greg Esposito, 7600 address 760 North Lamb. I represent the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 525, but I'm also a delegate for the Southern Nevada Building Trades, although I don't speak for them. Projects like this have an effect on the entire valley, a very positive effect. These projects change lives in that apprentices get their start on careers on projects like this. And so if there are any doubts that you're having as far as trees here, you know, landscaping there, parking restrictions, understandable. I hope that when you make your decision and you deliberate, you take into consideration what projects like this do for the entire valley. They buy houses, right? An apprentice, after 3 years of their apprenticeship, has the ability to buy a house. They buy cars, they buy washing machines, they buy groceries, and they stimulate the economy. If you've seen the history, economic history of Las Vegas, our growth comes when projects like this get developed. So my request to you is, as you're deliberating, if there's any blocks that you're having that sort of have you on the fence, please consider more than this project. Please consider what this does for all of us, keeping us economically viable, keeping us economically growing, and keeping opportunities not only for young people, but for even middle-aged people, people getting out of the military, people, women getting back into the job force. Please keep in mind the opportunities that projects like this provide. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, questions from the board?
Several. The swimming pool that you made mention of, mm-hmm. is that going to be for the condominium owners? Or
no,
is that
they
a
will
public?
Have their own.
So this swimming pool is going to be open to the public for people to come and bathe. and then you're going to have an amusement, something of an, so, and then a six, I have no conception of anything bigger than this, but 600 feet, how tall is Turnberry? How do these compare?
I don't know how tall Turnberry is. I do know that Mountain Blue is 735 feet tall.
Okay.
Resorts World is 679 feet tall.
Okay. So we're having two of them. I don't know how much space they'll be. But you know, when they talked about Manhattanizing of Las Vegas, has anybody ever really wanted to be in Manhattan in August? I don't think so. All the New Yorkers leave Manhattan at that time. It's just, again, another food island. It's hotter and hotter and hotter and holding more heat in. And even with the parking, I know what you people are feeling about cars. But when this gentleman talks about how it affects all of us, it's the environment. More cars are more pollution, and I like the fact that they're limiting the spaces.
So just so you know, we have to look at it as an overall project, but the way they're doing their numbers, again, not, I'm just the one presenting this. They're looking at the condo tower meeting the parking code because for that reason. Oh. So the majority of what's going to be lost is going to be under this section, okay? So that, and that would be, they even did that in their analysis, that the parking calculations, the condo tower would meet the parking code. Environment, this project is going to be built at a LEED Silver or better. That was one of the things that, wow, they want to go to gold, but they're not going to guarantee the gold. They are going to guarantee the silver. Okay, and that was, when you look at, I have it open here. So they're doing the pool roof, they're doing additional shade structures, they're doing they're not gonna do the reflective glass, which is, I know, a problem if you get further on the strip, you know. So everything that they're doing is towards a LEED Silver. So if you're looking at environmental, that is very important to this developer.
Good.
Okay. And then I think that the parking was the main thing, and I understand.
That attraction is going to be something that goes
up and down. This, you know,
they could go down the street to the stratosphere. Sorry.
I would not get on it. I'm afraid of heights, and you're not spinning me anywhere. But I'm not.
It's typical of Las Vegas. When in doubt, do everything. Forget about class.
I guess I do. I have a question.
Sorry.
That might be, it's probably irrelevant to our decision, but I am curious, because I'm a little bit out of the loop. What is the demographic they're looking to hit here? Because from these early things, this looks like a SpongeBob resort with the town and the pineapple.
They're not doing gaming.
Like, what's their whole vibe?
Okay. It's a hotel. They're not doing gaming there. I would say SpongeBob, but
I saw the pineapple in the little town, and I just was like,
"Well, if you look at look at the Walgreens corner, Harmony corner, there's a lot of tenants in there that you might call the SpongeBob tenants, but it works. It really does work at that corner. Trying to remember when I worked at the county, some of the things that came in, you're going, oh my word, but they work. The Twin Peaks, I think, is in there or was in there. That you've got, you know, those. It is Vegas. It really is. And so they're trying, but they are trying to.
When in doubt, do everything.
They are, regardless of this part.
Yeah.
If you look at this part, they're trying to do like a kind of a theme of a town along Las Vegas.
I have a couple questions.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're first. Ladies first.
So they plan on building phase one first,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to go to phase two.
Yep.
Phase two is owned by Fountain Loop, correct?
No, it's everything is owned by LBCBA right now.
Okay, but
so
is there a sale going?
The
okay.
my understanding,
yeah.
because I'm not involved in all of that, and I've read what everybody else has read in the paper.
Okay.
The property, BPS, is going to buy all this, but there's an option by Fountain Loop to buy the back half.
And then,
no matter what, it's going to be bought, and if Fountain Loop doesn't get it, then...
I think it's great. I think that I can't wait to see that side of the strip built.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so many years, and I think it just brings more visitors, brings more attractions, and that's what Vegas is. We own a couple areas nearby, and parking, we have a nearby deli, and one of the issues, significantly less parking there, but one of the issues we thought we were going to have was parking, but we don't. So many people, what you're saying, they're on Uber, they're walking, they are using, they're just using all types of different ride shares that I don't foresee you really having a problem with that. The theater, though, I want to understand, what are they having in the theater? Is there like a specific, like?
There was, but my understanding is it's not finalized,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be, it's not going to be like a
It's
going to be more like a Cirque du Soleil type.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
is what
yeah.
my understanding is.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm excited. I know that what Greg was saying brings so much jobs. And, like I said, this side of the street strip just really needs.
Yeah, I've always thought when Jackie Robinson was looking to build his all
on the other side of Fountain Loop.
On the other side, I was
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, please
Turnberry.
Build something there. It would be just great. They'd work with Turnberry. Everything was going to be wonderful. And anyway,
it came to us a lot of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot.
One time, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
So the venue you have. It's not a concert venue, it's like a circus theme.
No,
kinda.
And that was one of the things, that's what just comes to mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many people are going to sit in there?
I have that because we had to figure out the seating.
And then where are they going to park?
It's probably on my little thing
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to have to.
That's fine, take your time.
While
you looked on it, do you have the, for your apartment that you guys going to sell, every single person is going to get one parking space or two
no,
parking
spaces? No, it'll
space?
Be depending on what size unit they have.
So depending on the unit. So the smallest
yes,
unit, one.
Right.
Two bedroom, two bathrooms, I'm guessing it's two, and so on and so on.
I can't tell you the code today.
Mm-hmm.
So
but you got it stipulated depending on the size of the apartment.
Yes.
Okay. And that's half of the building. Then the other half is for the people that come to the retail spot, right?
Of the parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other half is for the people that retail
and
there.
And the hotel.
And the hotel.
Yes.
Okay. Plus the circus, arena, theater, whatever it is,
whatever
right?
It is. Yes.
So it accommodates everybody, at least one person.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
Wait,
okay.
3,310.
3,310. So 3,310 persons.
Mm-hmm. Allegiance fits like 60,000. Yeah, so 3,000 is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this venue is, so it's going to be entertainment no matter what it is.
Yes,
or something.
Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm. We have one more question. Is the pool some sort of just a regular pool?
It's going to. We can't have pool clubs because we don't have a resort hotel. The code does not allow, today the code does not allow you to have a pool club, but it's going to, is it recreation facility, which is what the code would call it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, people can come and pay and go to the pool.
Right.
And there will be charges for all these various things,
mm-hmm.
the ride and the pool and the
correct.
This.
And I can't say how much or how it's going to determine.
And the parking
yeah.
will be paid, I'm sure.
That's what I was thinking, because once you start saying the numbers of how many people can fit in that venue, plus your hotel, plus the apartment, lots of people that go into all the retail stuff, it's starting to sound to me a little bit like you're gonna need more parking, to be honest, because your venue is gonna be very popular right in the 5 years, just like Fountain Blue is doing right now. And sometimes you can't find a parking space in Fountain Blue because it's very busy. So the reduction to me, to be honest, makes no sense.
The county approved it.
Yeah, the county approved it. That is correct. But we can send it back to them, maybe make them think again, and maybe add one more level just to be on the safe side. Because they have rides too, and they are complaining about parking. And this is not the first venue they complain about parking. It's a lot of bad times, like the other gentleman that came before, it was the same problem. And I've seen it. I run in a motorcycle, and I go to the venues and go, I actually went to your restaurant one time too, and I saw that some people go, and they're like, can't find a parking, get out. And then they're trying to figure out where to park, because they're the local people. They go there and trying to eat at the donut place, or trying to go to any of the other venues, and they can't find a parking. And when they have things going on in the LBC, it's like $50 or, I don't know, $40 or whatever. People don't want to pay that. And then on top of that, sometimes they go to their places and their spots are full. And it's like, where do I park my car now?
That's true. I have left places right around because there was nowhere to park. Like, I guess I'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So that is a problem.
So I guess our question is, what is the ability for them to add some more parking?
It would have to be another level. Underground,
they'd
have to go down.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then we go down another.
Yeah, yep. They would have to go down. And not a geotechnical person, so I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, they would have to go back there. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you that edge of the strip has a really low water table. So I think at the Rocking Rio site, I think it's 8 feet. So, not that it can't be done, but I'm.
Yeah, because I will say that you guys are going to need that, definitely. That area is always the same problem.
I have a question. Maybe you mentioned this already. How long do you think it would take to build this? What kind of schedule or timing?
I don't have that yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that yet. From a county standpoint, just so you know, and you can read that in the in your agenda sheet, there is a requirement for a development agreement. There's a requirement for a decommissioning plan before they can. The decommissioning plan has to come first. They have to bond that before they can even put the first shovel in. Although I know that there has been a little bit of construction here, and the reason for that was because when it was backfilled, when the Riviera was demolished, it was not compacted. So they had to stabilize the site. So I guess it was okay for cars, but not for
high rise.
But they, as I said, has been noted, they'd like to do the phase one first, and then go to phase two.
I think also what it does when you have limited or less parking, what I think like a New York, it encourages people to walk more, create more of a, you know, bike walking along the strip, and that's what I do see a lot too on the strip, is a lot of people walking.
Except not for the 3.5 months where we have
120.
Believe it or not, I was just on the strip and there's a lot of people walking.
Yeah, not a lot of people walking.
Not at 120.
It doesn't stop.
Those are the ones from kind of out. Yeah. I never drive to the strip, but I do go to the strip. Okay. I take a lift because it's so much easier.
Sure.
I don't have to worry about parking, and I know a lot of my friends.
Right.
Take Lyft,
right.
Or Uber.
Right.
I'm a Lyft person, but Uber or Lyft.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it's kind of the wave of the future. There was a requirement for us to have in the charging stations and parking spots that were available for the future to be ready, because the state has some they want 50% of the cars to be electric, and so we're trying to meet a lot of those sustainability goals and everything else. So But we went over, we worked with staff, the firm worked with staff extensively to address all of the issues and all of the concerns.
And maybe one day they will have the mass transit along Las Vegas Boulevard if it works out well for Maryland Parkway. Just think, we can be a real grown-up city.
I know. It was Commissioner Jim Kelliani and I used to talk all the time about, probably I'm way off kilter, but I'll just say it. There's 16th Street in Denver that they've closed down except to buses and pedestrians.
Yeah.
And that would be nice, but it would take away the experience of everyone that wants to drive up Las Vegas anymore. So
I'd be like Fremont.
But it would, and it's not, it's not the same.
Right.
It's not
mass,
the same.
But a good mass transit.
A good mass transit. And you do RTC, who's not here anymore, they do provide very good service along Las Vegas Boulevard. They go to the outlet malls. They go downtown. It's, their numbers are phenomenal.
Yeah. So is the monorail, and so is the, what did you mention?
The Boring Company.
So, and the Boring, if you think about it, the Resorts World totally redesigned their site to accommodate. I mean, they had to do some digging and just to be able to get that beautiful station that's up to Resorts World from the Boring Company. So they believe in the Boring Company. So, and they're, and they are boring as we speak.
They're great though. They keep digging.
I know. They keep going.
I have a motion. And
does anyone want to?
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura said this was going
to
happen.
Whoa.
It's been a long day.
To have a better stand
here. You know, the other town actually have an overhead projector. You should rebel until you get a
projector. Yeah, maybe. Oh, maybe we should. Well, didn't we ask for chairs one year? Maybe we should.
We have a computer, but not a projector. So, right, that's for the computer. Yeah.
Yes, I found out today that I could have done a
PowerPoint. A PowerPoint presentation. We have PowerPoint presentation capability.
Wow, we're fancy here.
Well, moving on, we'll move on to general business. Do we have any general business?
No general business.
All righty. Now we'll move on to comments by the general public. Does anyone in the general public have any? This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken. Does anyone have any comments? Nope. Silence. All righty. In that case, our next meeting date will be August 27th, 2024. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.